Peter's reaction. What just happened? I'm close to tears. I'm so full of emotion. I'm angry. I'm humiliated. They all saw what happened. I'm bewildered. Things ain't broke. We don't need to fix it. And I'm hurt. I'm deeply, deeply hurt. I love him. Well, I did. Well, actually, I still do. And I thought he loved me. But he just called me Satan. That is the worst insult. No, not insult. Insult's not the right word. The worst rebuke that anybody, and especially him, could make. It means that I am in diametrically opposed position to the work of God. He called me Satan, me Peter, one of the three, Peter, James and John, the inner circle, the ones that he took for example when he raised the daughter of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. It's me, Peter, the one who had the faith, the guts to step out of the boat, to walk on the water to him. Okay, my faith let me down and he had to rescue me, but I did it. I stepped out of the boat. Me, Peter, the one who, on whom he will build his church, the one who declared that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Me, Peter, has been rebuked by our Saviour. I can't stay. I'm going. But when will I go? Because he is the one that has the words of eternal life. He is Jesus Christ, the Lord. I'm beginning to calm down a bit now and thinking about the words he said after he rebuked me. He said that I was a stumbling block, a barrier to his mission. And it reminded me that he told us that shortly after he was baptized, he was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And the devil said to him when he got a bit hungry after 40 days, well, turn these rocks into bread. Which, of course, he could have done. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So then the devil took him to the highest pinnacle of the temple. And it is high. It is high. And he said, jump off, because the angels will bear you up so that you don't hit your foot against a stone. Satan was quoting from a psalm, but Jesus wasn't having any of that either. So the devil took him to a high place and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, you can rule over all these kingdoms if you worship me. But Jesus said, thou shalt worship the God alone. And the devil went away until a more opportune time. Maybe this is the opportune time. Maybe Jesus is tempted to do as I say and to carry on doing what we're doing. We're not doing so badly. We're doing okay. People are being fed. The sick are being healed. People are being taught about the kingdom of God. And some of them sometimes are actually living the kingdom of God. Why on earth can't we keep on going around Galilee, doing these things and inspiring people? It's not broke. Let's not fix it. May well be his thought as well as mine. But that's not God's plan. Somebody said recently that faith, that adventure, that life begins at the edge of the comfort zone. We're not that comfortable. We don't know from day to day where we're going to sleep at night, where our next meal is coming from. But compared with going to Jerusalem to face that lot, We are comfortable. We are in a comfort zone. And it seems that now is the time that we need to step out from that comfort zone. It seems that now is when the rubber hits the road, because Jesus is going to Jerusalem. And so am I.